probably the greatest response we get at PT Talker is when we introduce you to successful physical therapists. Coming up on our show today is just one of those successful physical therapists. Stay tuned for the next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
And we're back. This is Jeff Worrell coming to you on PT Talker. Certainly want to thank everyone who's tuned in today. Got some interesting emails from our listeners over there in England. So thank you for the shout-out, and here's one right back at you. Hopefully you'll enjoy our topic today. We're speaking to Larry Briand, ATC PT. He is the owner and founder of Rehab Management Solutions. Larry, welcome to PT Talker today.
Thanks, Jeff, and thank you to all the listeners today as well.
Yeah, you know, we're excited to have you on the show because I always love sharing successful physical therapists who have actually taken their career and maybe have done more with it than maybe what they imagined, or maybe that was part of the goal all along. Tell us a little bit, just real quickly, about your organization. I know that you are physical therapist. You've been in private practice since 1992, operating 35 clinics, 9 states. That is an amazing success story. Just tell us a little bit about the overall organization.
Yeah, Jeff, we started out in 92, predominantly in local in southeast Wisconsin, northern Illinois, and we said around the year 2000 that somebody at some point in life somewhere gave us a gift, and our goal was to give that gift back to other physical therapists that want to go into private practice. So our successful model has been looked for physical therapists that are visionaries, that are entrepreneurs, have the spirit in their belly to really do well in private practice, to go into it knowing that we want to have some fun, we want to make some money, and we want to better service the community than it's better serviced before. So we opened our model about 12 years ago, spread it out into several states, and we look for a physical therapist that has some experience, is looking to get out and have more autonomy in their practice, and what we do is be able to provide them with a plethora of services, a plethora of management, from practice management, contracting and credentialing, specialty programming, a growth and development track, the human resources and all the financials that go with it, the capital for the venture, the marketing for the clinics and so forth. So that's a little bit about what we've done, how we got started, and how we're trying to get back to the profession of physical therapy ourselves.
Yeah, great for you. And I'm going to assume that you have met those goals and that things are on track as the way you dreamed they might be?
Absolutely. It's been a very exciting ride. You know, the whole goal is to be surrounded with people that are equally as good, if not better, than yourself in life. I feel we've really done that here at our company of Rehab Management Solutions, which, again, has the proven operations and systems to support the infrastructure of the clinics that we operate and we own with that local physical therapy provider. So it's been extremely exciting. It's been extremely successful. And the bottom line is the communities win, the patients win, because we're able to provide them a high-quality level of service in their community.
Right. Now, I do want to get into your model because it's a successful model that's working out there. But I know a lot of our listeners are sitting there, and they're just wondering, what was the motivation? How did you decide, hey, I'm going to launch something. I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to take a risk, and I'm going to start to grow. You know, you're obviously now in 9 states. That's an amazing growth process. But what were some of the challenges? What were some of the things going through your mind when you made that decision?
Well, I think that you know, we'd worked in the game of physical therapy and private practice since 1992, and we felt that, you know, one of the big areas and big challenges of any private practice professional is to make sure that they have the administrative infrastructure to really support what they're doing clinically. So we worked very, very hard on the challenge of making sure that we were able to bill successfully, able to get paid successfully, we're able to have some of the practice management components to things that lead to very highly successful clinics. I mean, the patient not only has that physical disablement that they come in with that all of us as PTs are very well trained to take care of, but they also have that financial disablement that carries on with them a lot longer than the physical. And the ability to do that well provides a competitive edge and a competitive advantage in the community for these physical therapists. So those were some of the things we worked on early on that we felt we could really give back in this model, because it clearly is a challenge for the physical therapist that's really out there on their own. And as you know, in private practice physical therapy, Jeff, and listeners, we got one thing and one thing only to leverage well, and that's physical therapy. So
that's right.
We have to do it. We have to do it well with all aspects of patient care.
Yeah. So it would sound to me that one of the assets that you're bringing to the relationship is allowing the physical therapist that you work with, that you partner with, allowing them to treat patients. And it would appear that you've got a recipe that allows them to leave some of those other business issues maybe to someone else.
Yeah, that's really totally on point there, Jeff. And basically, we ask that physical therapist who brings that local flavor to be patient-focused and grow and expand and develop their clinical model. To secondly, do the referral relationship building within the community, and thirdly, look for low-cost revenue-producing opportunities as we expand the practice. In turn, everything is really done for them in terms of the support and the infrastructure in kind of an outsourced model, which technology today allows us to do, and
mm-hmm.
so forth. So
yeah.
They can really focus on what they do best and what they do well.
Treating patients.
Yeah.
So then just getting some clarity here, could I be a physical therapist in New Jersey and I'm treating patients, could I still somehow get involved with your organization, or is it always a new startup?
Oh, it doesn't necessarily have to be a new startup. It could be a hybrid of any point in the spectrum, okay, from the physical therapist that just is coming out as a new graduate to the physical therapist that maybe have 4, 5, or 6 years of experience in a different setting or more of an institutionalized setting and wants to move into a private practice independent setting. Or it can be a physical therapist that owns their own practice at this point in time but is looking perhaps for some kind of enhancement from a colleague who's been in it for a while and in areas of managed care, in areas of clinic growth and development, in areas of profitability, that type of thing. So we pretty much have the full spectrum in terms of whatever the need would be for that particular provider.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So, you know, my next question then is we're all, looking out into the future and trying to determine how comfortable are we with what's going on? Are you bullish or bearish on the future of private practice physical therapy right now?
I've never been more excited for the profession of physical therapy, for the graduates that I'm seeing coming out of the curriculums as we're progressed to more of a doctoral profession, and the opportunity to interview many of those graduates and so forth. And I'm extremely excited about where we're going. I'm extremely excited about the profession. There's a real demand. There's a real need.
Yeah.
I think that we're really providing a service to our population, both in terms of prevention and wellness, as well as in terms of restoration of health care and so forth. So I'm very bullish. I'm very, very excited about the autonomous world ahead of all. For all of us.
You know, that is so refreshing to hear, and I know our listeners are going to be thrilled to hear that, because we are not always hearing that as I go to some of the national APTA conventions and even private practice. Sometimes there are there's a little bit of fear out there of the unknown. So it sounds to me like you are not experiencing that.
No, we're not. I mean, being in it from 92, we faced many, many challenges and many, many different governmental administrations and so forth. And from times when it appeared to be gloom and doom to that never really happened to other times where it's been very enlightening and so forth. So I think there's a tremendous upside to what we're doing right now, and I see it in terms of you know, whenever there's a challenge, there's always a solution to it. Mm-hmm. So we've been able to counteract either changes in state payer schedules, changes in workman's comp, state regulations and so forth, changes that we see ongoingly with the governmentally paying patient and that type of thing, and continue to be highly successful and continue to be in a real growth spurt. And I also know from networking with people outside the profession and how the profession of physical therapy is viewed and valued by certain outside, you know, Wall Street business people and mm-hmm. so forth. And it's never been better.
Right, right. There have been some large acquisitions recently in our industry that involve Wall Street. So not your first rodeo. You're confident that whatever challenge might be thrown at you, you've got a solution within your organization and can weather it.
I think we do. I think we're on the cutting edge. We're very proactive. You got to stay pretty much in advance of the wave and so forth. And
yeah.
I think if you're doing that, studying your profession. And looking at solutions along the way, I think everything is really obtainable and on pace.
Perfect. Now, we've just got seconds left, but if you can, I just want to ask you, what's on tap for Rehab Management Solutions? Where are you going? Where do you see yourself heading in the future here?
Yeah, we continue to work in our model and reference to partnering with other physical therapists. We continue to work in our model in reference to providing consultatory services for our other physical therapists. We've just added a new educational web event series that we're very, very happy with. We've had great responses. We do that monthly and so forth. Our whole goal is to give back to the profession and educationally, and make sure that when people's needs arise and so forth, we're there to give them the expertise that we think that we've developed over many years.
Now, Larry, if someone wanted to find out more information about your organization, where would you send them to? I'm assuming you have a website.
Yes, Jeff. The website that we can direct them to is choosrms.com. That's choosrms for Rehab Management Solutions.
Okay, pretty basic. And then I heard you also mention that a kind of a new initiative for you is the educational web events that you're holding. How would someone learn more about that?
Yeah, we're very excited, and it's been perceived very well, Jeff. And they can direct themselves to rmseducation.com. That would be RMS for Rehab Management Solutions. education.com.
Great, and all they need to know in order to get involved in that is just by going to that website.
That's correct.
It's awesome to hear of your success, and I know our listeners are happy for you as well. And Larry Briand, ATC, PT, owner of Rehab Management Solutions, has been our guest today. Larry, again, thank you for your time.
Jeff, thank you for your time, and above all, let's thank our listeners for their time.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we want to remind our listeners, it is always free to sign up for our weekly podcast at www.pttalker.com. There's a place where you can subscribe. There is no charge. Please feel free to tell your peers working next to you as you're looking for ways to gain information and hopefully find out how other physical therapists are operating within the industry. You can also find previous episodes of PT Talker at iTunes. So this is Jeff Worrell saying thanks for listening, and so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.